We got to do it a little bit different today because we have Mitch Please, but Mitch has a problem. You see, Mitch has lost his voice. He was sick over the weekend, real sick over the weekend. He says he's over it, but his voice is gone.
This reminds me of the Browns losing Jed Wills.
So here is, except he wants to work. He's here. Here's Mitch Please, but is this with AI? Here's AI Mitch.
All right, guys. Today we have sound from Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce on The Ticket and The Truth podcast. The Hall of Fame duo debating whether Dean Wade of the Cavaliers can have the same nickname as another Hall of Famer.
D-Wade and LeVert, they
stop right
there. I'm talking about the help.
I understand, but he can't be called D-Wade. We already went over
his name, D-Wade?
No, what's his first name?
D.
No, his first name. What's his
last
first name?
D?
What's his first name?
Man, D-Wade in Miami.
Dean?
Dean.
Okay, so Dean.
So his name is D-Wade. His friends call him D-Wade.
It's only one D-Wade.
Oh, man,
bro.
You don't even like nothing in Miami. What you
but
talking
it's
about?
But it's still only
nah,
one D-Wade.
D-Wade don't own all the D-Wade. It's a D-Wade out there that's.
Nah, it's all. Dean Wade, he said
oh
Dean.
God. I'm not calling him Dean.
I'm going to call him Dean W. Dean W. Man.
I thought Kevin Garnett was good in Righteous Gemstone. No. Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems.
Yeah, totally different.
He should be in that one, too. Totally different show. He should be in Righteous Gemstones. I thought he was great in Uncut Gems. So we calling him Dean W?
Right. It is a hard.
I like Dean W.
I get it. When somebody is that.
If you said D. Wade, I would think Dwayne Wade.
Right.
Who also played for the Cavaliers.
Cup of coffee.
We're letting a guy be John Kennedy and. In political office now. Why can't we?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Well, you kind of know if a John Kennedy is in office, it's not going to be the one
that,
John
Kim?
Kennedy. Well, because the other one was assassinated in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, okay.
We're coming up on the anniversary.
Well, one of them was recently assassinated in sculpture.
Yeah, that was not a good look. Not a good look. But no, you got to call him Dean Wade or call him Dean W. You can't if you call him Dean D Wade, they're going to think you're talking about Dean or about Dwayne Wade.
But even Dean Wade sounds like D Wade.
It
so
does.
Dean W might be the only way.
Now I can't say it right because of them bickering about it. So now I don't know how to say Dean Wade.
Is he okay?
There we go.
I want to know, is he okay? And is Darius Garland okay? Because they both were a little bruised yesterday. From that game. I need everybody all hands on deck for Tuesday.
He was in a walking boot yesterday.
Oh, boy.
They said preventative measures.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if he was in a walking boot yesterday, he's probably not playing tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
But
we'll have Dan Shaughnessy in tomorrow.
Yeah, this will be fun. I want to see.
Or on. He will be on.
I want to gauge how seriously Celtics are starting to take us because I'm noticing more conversations are popping up. And some Celtics fans are like, guys, Cavs are good. Like, we need Porzingis back. They are really, really good. And you're starting to get all the credit. I know Windhorst just had a piece that went live over on ESPN, and it was kind of behind the scenes on what the things the Cavs are doing. And it's all very steam, and I think a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last night, no Donovan Mitchell, so Ty Jerome steps up, and you didn't really miss Donovan Mitchell yesterday. That's how unbelievably well these guys are playing, and it doesn't seem to matter who's in the lineup. It doesn't seem to matter when they go to the bench. They are all playing. This is incredible synergy. And for a new coach to come over and want to tackle the offense like this, there's supposed to be a learning curve. There's supposed to be a ramp up. These guys got it from moment one.
Yeah, they did.
Pretty damn impressive.
They did. Well, they ran it back, and that's what you get. Hopefully they'll be okay, and Dean Wade will be okay, because now I'm a little bit worried about Dean W. I am a little bit worried about that. However, they play Boston tomorrow in Boston. We will have the great Dan Shaughnessy on from ESPN, from the Boston Globe. And yes, when you listen to context, it comes off different. I know that when I say the great Dan Shaughnessy, some people are going to get upset about that. Dan, at sometimes, yes, has made me upset with his written words, but has been very nice to us. And we're looking forward to Dan Shaughnessy tomorrow to share the perspective and see whether or not they take us very seriously over there.
And not that I need them to take whatever. The players will take you seriously.
I'd rather them not take us seriously.
I think the Celtics players are going to take it seriously because they're going to want to end that streak.
Well,
I
want a chip on our shoulder. It's not about like I don't want to fly under the radar. I don't care about that. I want a chip on our shoulder. So if they don't take us seriously, that's good. Because if you go out there and you blast them tomorrow night, then you're going to be feeling even better.
Also, the Cavs frog, we have been corrected. the Cavs frog,
yes,
is indeed a female frog.
Wait, is it a female frog or is the person inside of it a female?
It's according to WKYC has a story up.
Because people call Zippy a guy, and Zippy is a girl.
It's a girl. One of only five, I think, in the country.
She has a pouch. There's four others?
Yeah.
Remember, when they have a pouch, it's a female.
Mrs. Met.
Mrs. Met counts? I mean, I thought he meant like college sports.
Not many of them.
The little girl slugger.
You ever take a good look at Mrs. Met?
No. Should I?
Very curvaceous.
Oh,
Mrs.
Whoa,
Met.
Whoa, here we go.
All right, guys.
Mr. Met's doing well.
Thanks for dropping in.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
BBM. Yeah. Big, beautiful.
All right, guys.
Great contribution, by the way, today.
Awesome, Mitch. Awesome. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10. For Big Country, for Jeff, for Mitch, for the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lima, I'm Ken Carman. Have a wonderful day, my friends. Go Cavs!
Go Cavs, yes, go Cavs.
Go Cavs!